Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Balustrader. It's nice to talk about plays coming off the bye, coach. Seems like we haven't had football for 5 weeks. Seattle does a lot of good things here. Obviously on defense, let's start with them.
Well, one of the best things they do is turn the ball over. That's really where it starts. And here's Sherman. Sherman usually plays down here on the offensive right. In this case, he's matched up on the offensive left up against Brandon Marshall. So they'll match him up from time to time. I think, you know, this is what makes him great. And, you know, since he's come into the league, he's had more interceptions than any other player. Good instincts, good hands, good ball skills, long, has a good reach, just does an excellent job of not only covering his guy, but turning the ball over. He's an interceptor.
I remember talking to you about these guys. I mean, it's just difficult to go vertical on him and push things down the field.
It is. You know, and Thomas does a great job in, at the free safety position of having good range, good instincts, does an excellent job of reading the quarterback. See here, he never really backs up on this play, recognizes the quick drop, short throw, breaks on the slant. And again, this is the kind of thing that they do a great job of taking advantage of. A drop ball, a tip pass, not securing the ball with the runner, getting it stripped, those kind of things. Just turning the ball over. We gotta do a good job of taking care of the ball this week. This is, it'll be critical for us.
All right, moving on here. Looks like I think you got an edge guy coming.
Right, well, you know, they've really gotten a lot of production here out of Averill. I mean, he's having a big year for him. It's kind of, you know, like we saw when they had Irvin and those guys out there on the edge. These ends really get off the ball fast. They're up the field. You know, we've got to do a great job of protecting the quarterback and, you know, making sure that we're able to take care of the ball in the pocket. They have an excellent pass rush and as well as a good coverage unit, so that's why they're so good on defense. They've led the league in defensive scoring for the last 4 years. So here's Averill coming around the edge. In this case, the Cardinals have a tight end, Gresham on them, and that's not really the answer.
Yeah, that's probably not good. It's probably good not to have Bennett, right, because you have him and Martellus chirping at each other all week, and you have to deal with that. So take that out of the equation. All right, offensively.
Right, well, you know, Baldwin's an excellent player for him. He's a good third down player. Good on third down conversions. Here he is, you know, taking a short pass. And this is one of the many things he does well. He's got great hands, but good ability to run after the catch, break a tackle, you know, turn a short play here into a, you know, 25-yard run. So it's not just the deep ball. It's not just the short balls, but it's the tackling, getting them on the ground and finishing the play.
He's a lot like Steve Smith, right? Kind of that gamer and just yeah. Balls all day.
Yeah, good balance, good toughness. Lockett's another guy, you know, excellent receiver and a good kick returner. Here he is. Again, if he gets it, he's bringing it out. He's not looking for touchbacks. So 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. Here he comes. Seahawks are very good on special teams. So here they do a good job of double teaming the 4 and the 5. Here's the kick out on the 2 and the 3 and come back over and get the 1 late from the backside. And here Lockett hits it, and it's all over.
Yeah, you know how much of a nightmare that is. You remember what it was like with Danny Amendola up in Buffalo and how quick you guys can flip the script that way.
Yeah, and again, whether it's punts or kickoffs or offensively, you know, this is a very, very dangerous player, very explosive group of receivers. Here it is a couple weeks ago against the 49ers. This is Lockett on the punt returns. And, you know, again, we saw in the kickoff return how he'll just go ahead and hit it vertically, which he's good at that, but he also has the speed, to get to the edge, to get the ball outside. And if he sees space, then he can just explode through it. And again, turns this into another big play. So really a very explosive team in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Every play is a tough play. We got to be really alert and be on top of our game for 60 minutes.
All right, prime time, Sunday Night Football. Good luck against Seattle, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Balustrader. More Patriots All Access right after this.